And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of September, 2025. Today is the birthday of the man professionally known as Moby, born on this day in 1965. Richard Melville Hall, otherwise known as Moby, is an American musician, songwriter, record producer, DJ, and animal rights activist. He has sold 20 million records worldwide. In addition to his music career, Moby is known for his veganism and support for animal rights and humanitarian aid. In 1984, Moby was inspired to become a vegetarian by a cat named Tucker, who he had found at a dump in Darien, Connecticut. Quote, "My mom and I, with the help of George the Dachshund, took care of Tucker, and he grew up to be the happiest, healthiest cat I'd ever known. In November 1987, while playing with Tucker, I decided that just as I would never do anything to harm Tucker or any of our rescued animals, I would also never do anything to harm any animal anywhere, and I became a vegan." Moby is the owner of Little Pine, a vegan restaurant in Los Angeles that serves organic, vegan, Mediterranean-inspired dishes and has a retail section with art and books curated by Moby himself. All profits are donated to animal welfare organizations. He also organized the vegan music and food festival, Circle V. Moby describes Circle V as the coming together of my life's work, animal rights, and music. In 2019, Moby had Vegan for Life tattooed on his neck. That November, he had Animal Rights tattooed on his arms to commemorate the 32nd anniversary of being a vegan. He also had VX tattooed next to his right eye, the V standing for vegan, and the X for straight edge, referencing his sobriety. In February 2023, he released the Punk Rock Vegan Movie, his documentary about the long-standing relationship between the worlds of punk rock and animal rights. The kickoff meetup of the Effective Animal Researchers Network of Africa will be held today on Zoom. Their description reads, "We think research to improve animal lives can be more effective. Join us to create a network of researchers to improve our collective impact. This is the inaugural meeting to establish the first continent-wide network dedicated to animal welfare research coordination in Africa. Who is it for? Researchers, academics, advocates, and practitioners working on or interested in animal welfare research in Africa. All career levels are welcome." For more information, find the link for this event in today's show notes. And the Conference for Animal Rights in Europe begins today and will go through September 14th. This year's Conference on Animal Rights in Europe will again be a hybrid event offline in Warsaw and online on Eventory. While happening in the heart of Europe, this international conference is aimed at connecting and inspiring animal rights groups across the globe. Through workshops and networking opportunities, all groups can come together and empower each other to establish the best possible directions for the animal rights movement to take. The conference is a chance to meet and grow with organizations and individuals, both new and established ones. By supporting its members through discussion and debate, the animal rights movement can evolve, strengthen, and solidify. While the movement may be made up of individuals, we believe that coming together to meet minds, exchange ideas, and share strategies reinforces the cause as a whole. The link for this event will also be in today's show notes. And here's a portion of William Wordsworth's poem, "The Kitten and Falling Leaves." "See the kitten on the wall, sporting with the leaves that fall. Withered leaves, 1, 2, and 3, from the lofty elder tree. Through the calm and frosty air of this morning bright and fair. But the kitten, how she starts, crouches, stretches, paws, and darts. First at one, and then its fellow, just as light and just as yellow. There are many now, now one, now they stop and there are none. What intenseness of desire in her upward eye of fire. With a tiger leap halfway, now she meets the coming prey, lets it go as fast, and then has it in her power again. Now she works with 3 or 4, like an Indian conjurer, quick as he in feats of art, far beyond in joy of heart." from William Wordsworth's poem, The Kitten and Falling Leaves. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all animals should be allowed to feel joy.